Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival, and today I'm with Zach Edich, director of These Final Hours, screening in the Quinzaine des Réalisateurs Directors for Night at this 2014 edition. So Zach, from your film, it seems like that Australians are quite pessimistic, as disaster like apocalyptic movies are a traditional genre. So why are you all so pessimistic?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess there's something about the isolation that a lot of Australians feel, geographically speaking. You know, it's almost like we're the part of the world that the rest of the world forgot is even there, the world's largest island. And we are, yeah, you sort of do feel a sense of distance sometimes, just with the vast openness of our country. Now, in terms of the pessimism, how that translates into pessimism, I'm not really too sure. We're known for a very laconic sense of humour, which I think I have laced through my, you know, what could be seen as a pessimistic film that I've made, but one that's also, I think, full of hope and, you know, very, very dark comedic moments. I feel like you can't have just the dark. You've got to balance out the dark and the light, especially if you're making a film about the last day on Earth, one of the bleakest subject matters you could ever even try to approach.
Well, actually, it's an endless love story in some ways. So,
yeah, you would definitely not expect from the first 20 minutes of the film for it to go, I think, where it ends up going, with a romantic sprint to the beach to be with the woman you truly love before the world comes to an end.
Well, is it true that you hadn't traveled to Europe before?
Yes. I couldn't find the airport.
So how is it, this Cannes experience, going so far?
I'm still pinching myself when I look out at that view every day and think, wow, am I actually here in Cannes? Europe's been amazing. We did Spain on the way in, so, you know, we had a little holiday, the calm before the storm. We got into Cannes 2 days before the festival started, and then literally from day one we started to get a sense of what it was going to be like, and it's just gotten more and more crazy every single day. You know, like I think every director dreams of getting a film one day into Cannes, and when it happens, like, I honestly don't know what I was expecting, but it has been, I still can't even actually process it. Everything is just so fast here, like, it's almost like you don't have time to even stop and to soak it up. That's why I think when I go home, I'm going to reflect, and it's just going to, all the things I've done in the last 7 days, all the people I've met, all the screenings, all of it, like, it's all just go, go, go. And it's just been an amazing festival, and just to have landed a slot in Director's Fortnight, yeah, it's just a testament to everyone's hard work on the film, you know, all their blood, sweat and tears on the screen, to honour them by bringing the film to Cannes. It's amazing.
I'm sure you have been asked this before, but in your film you show a lot of ways of dealing with the final hours of your life. And what would you do? Have you ever thought about what would you do in your final hours?
Yeah, I mean, I would I would be very drunk, I know that much, and I would be surrounded by as many loved ones that I could get my arms around, and we would probably listen to terrible music and dance until the end took us away. But I would have to rob the nearest liquor store in Stockholm.
Well, obviously, this is not the first movie about the final hours, so the challenge, I guess, was how to keep it fresh. What was your solution?
Well, the solution was, I never really sat down and thought, I want to write a genre film and I want it to be an apocalyptic film. I just sort of, I think situationally, and the situation that popped into my head was two things. It was, you know, these natural disasters that take people away in an instant. They don't see it coming and then they're gone. Well, what if you had time and you could see it coming and you couldn't stop it, but you could see it coming? It puts you in a corner to make decisions, you know. What's this all about? Who do I truly love? What should I do? And ultimately, where do I belong? If my time was up and I knew that me and everyone around me was going to die. And I think it's a profound question that has traction around the world, because it's a universal story, and it just so happens to be one man's story in a film set in Perth, Western Australia. We've all got our own These Final Hours. Like, the mood is, we've all got a movie in us about what we would do on the last day on Earth, and this is just but one of of the stories, and it could have been anything, but I just wanted to also look at a redemptive tale of a man close to my own age who's dealing with that next chapter in his life of, maturity and not going out and getting pissed every night with his mates, starting to settle down. And those things all went into sort of the mixing bowl as I was baking the cake, like the end of the world and what was causing the end, and a redemptive tale, and just all those things, impending fatherhood, those things just all sort of seemed to bake a nice cake, and I was then happy with the script, and off we went.
Had you studied before what will really happen to the Earth after a meteorite impact?
Yeah, well, when I was thinking about what should cause the end, I found this animation on YouTube, which showed what would happen if a world ender did hit the Earth. It showed what would happen, and it went on to say that it would take 24 hours to peel the Earth like an orange, like said in the film, until after one day the entire Earth was just a ball of fire. And I thought, wow, that's horrible, but what an epic visual, stunning thing to maybe achieve in film. And I thought, imagine if Australia was the last place to be engulfed by the all-encompassing ring of fire. And so I actually looked at, if it would have to land on the opposite side of Australia, so that's why, North Atlantic, and then it just segues from there. And that then led to, throughout the film, it gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and we move from gold to orange to red, and there's that rumble that gets more and more intense. And it was just good to be able to focus in on those details without showing our hand too much, like the clues are there, but we didn't want to hit the audience over the head with the exact scientific nature, because it was more personal story about James and his journey, more so than focusing too much on the event itself.
Thank you, Zach Edich, for being with us on Fright Film Radio for this final hour screening in the Kanzender Theater, and this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.